Gianna Jax is no longer chair of the library board. As KUNR's Bert Johnson reports, trustees elected new leadership Wednesday, but only after she tried to postpone the vote.
Around 3 hours into the board's regular meeting, former chair Gianna Jax made some changes to the agenda. She announced she was tabling the election for chair and vice chair of the board.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Trustees usually choose their leadership for the next year in June. Jax, who'd been appointed after the last chair resigned, was facing her first election. A recent investigation by KUNR found she's been using her position to pursue a Republican agenda of defunding the library and canceling LGBTQ programming. Deputy District Attorney Herbert Kaplan provides legal advice for the board. He sharply criticized Jack's attempt to delay voting.
I'm not going to support those items being pulled. We have plenty of time to address this.
Every other trustee joined Kaplan in opposing Jack's decision. Then, after a short recess and some frantic off-mic conversations, she reversed course. Trustees chose Ann Silver to replace Jax, and they elected Tammy Ruff as vice chair. Community member Barbara Perlman Wyman gave public comment after the vote. She celebrated the outcome, but lamented how it played out.
It was embarrassing that you had to put yourself through that publicly.
Jax has 3 more years in her current term. When it's over, she'll be eligible for another if county commissioners decide to reappoint her. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.